Nathan Triplett, who's the mayor pro tem for the city of East Lansing. Nathan, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I've heard a lot of bizarre stories, but when I heard that a developer was putting a floor on a building that hadn't been discussed or approved, that just seems so bizarre. What happened?
Well, the St. Ann Lofts project in downtown East Lansing, you're right, there was an unauthorized fifth floor built on that project. There were challenges with the developer and unauthorized constructions, and frankly, there were also failures in the city's permitting and inspection process that allowed that to happen, all of which the city is dealing with right now.
All right. Now, did this developer try to pull one over on you? Did the paperwork get lost in a shuffle? How did this happen?
You know, I think, frankly, it's a combination of miscommunication and there being an inadequate permitting process where good intentions of allowing a measure of flexibility for someone who's investing in our community went awry to a point where there was not adequate oversight. So not only is the council and the city staff trying to deal with this particular project now, but we're attempting to make changes to and will make changes to our permitting and inspection processes to ensure that this kind of thing does not happen in the future.
From what I understand, you're going to hire an engineer to look at the project. Is it safe?
Well, so the other piece of this project, obviously, that your listeners are probably aware of is there was an accident on the construction site that involved a partial collapse of some of the building. Public safety is the council and the city's first priority. So there's been an inspection by our own inspectors. There's been an inspection by an engineer hired by the developer. And as you mentioned, we're also retaining an independent engineering firm to do a complete structural evaluation of the building to ensure that it is safe before the project is completed or anyone occupies the building.
Who is the developer?
It's Chris Elliott.
And from what you understand, what's been their response to this?
I think, again, there is a miscommunication there. I think they've acknowledged that this is a serious situation, both the accident and the situation regarding the unauthorized fifth floor. I can say that they have been cooperative with us thus far in trying to deal with the problem, and I think that both they and the city staff recognize that the situation is entirely unacceptable and needs to be resolved, not just for this project, but for projects moving forward with this developer and any developer doing business in East Lansing. This is not a situation that we can or will repeat in the future.
Nathan, you're one of the smartest people I know. Do you think that the folks, these developers, were trying to pull one over on you?
You know, I'm not going to impute bad faith to anyone. I think that there were a number of things here, and it's difficult for me to say that it's all the developer's fault when there were so clearly errors on the city's part in the permitting process and in the inspection process. But I will say that there are any number of points in time along this road where either the developer or the city could have prevented this situation. They didn't happen. That's unacceptable, and it can't happen again, and it won't.
What could the developer and the city have done to prevent this?
Well, I think the construction of a fifth floor is a fairly obvious thing to see, and I appreciate that the code enforcement staff attempted to provide some flexibility to the developer as he was going through the process of applying for a modification to the permit. Some reasonable accommodation, I think, is appropriate. The amount of time that was allowed to go by while this was still taking place, I think, was clearly in excess of what was reasonable. And there came a point in time where it just needed to be stopped by the city until everything was worked out, and that did not happen. So more communication from the developer on his plans and his time frame would have been useful. But then on the city's side, perhaps more vigorous enforcement of the requirements and a recognition that while flexibility is important, code enforcement and public safety are more important would have been the better solution in my mind.
So when you meet next, what do you hope to learn and what do you hope to decide?
Well, so again, there are a number of issues here. The issue regarding the violation of the city's permitting process will be resolved with citations for those violations. No one's getting a rubber stamp. No one's getting a free ride. The rules were broken, and there's a penalty for that. We do have to deal with the construction of this floor, though, which is there and is substantially completed. The council is currently considering a modification to the plan that would authorize that fifth floor now that it's been built. We'll consider that application again on July 24th. I think speaking for myself individually, there needs to be an appropriate penalty for this conduct, but ordering the removal of a completed fifth floor of a building is not a practical penalty, and we need to stick to citations and changes in the process and the significant penalty that's already been imposed by delays on this project and move forward to make sure it doesn't happen again and this project is completed in a safe manner.
Nathan, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks a lot, Tommy.